praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him, love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, love him, love him when the sun goes down. I say trust him, trust him in the morning, trust him in the noontime, trust him, trust him till the sun goes down. You can serve him, serve him. Why don't you serve him? Serve him in the morning, serve him in the noontime, serve him, serve him till the sun goes down. Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the noontime, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Come on and praise him, praise him. Come on and praise him. I praise him in the morning, I praise him in the noontime. I say praise him, praise him, praise him till the sun goes down. Can't nobody, hallelujah, do me like Jesus. Oh, can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. Said he picked me up and he turned me around. Yes, he picked me up and he turned me around. Picked me up and he turned me around. 'Cause he's my friend. Oh, he healed my body. He told me to run on and he healed my body. He told me to run on. He healed my body. He told me to run on, 'cause he's my friend. Can't nobody, hallelujah, do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. 'Cause he's my friend. 'Cause he's my friend. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus, 'cause he's my friend. He healed my body and he told me to run on. He picked me up. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise him. Oh, Lord, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Is he worthy to be praised? Come on, say praise him. Praise him, oh Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Yes. He's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Glory. Glory in all things. Give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. God is my rock, hallelujah, oh, for salvation. He's a strong deliverer. In him will I always trust. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. God is our rock. Is a hope of salvation. Hallelujah. He's a strong deliverer. In him will I always trust. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior, Jesus, blessed Savior, Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Reign, Jesus, reign. Come on, reign in the sanctuary right now. Reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's lion reigns. Jesus reigns. Come on and reign, reign, hallelujah. Reign, Jesus reigns. Come on and lift your hands. Come on and lift your hands. Reign, Jesus reigns. He's the king. The King of Zion, Judah's Lion, King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus reigns. Glory, hallelujah.
Good morning, good morning. Once again, this is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, welcoming each and every one of you to the TMC call on today. We have tagged this day, Trust and Obey the Lord Tuesday. We know that each and every day that we have to trust and obey him, and he will order our footsteps. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you on this day, mighty God, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we call on your anointing right now to be upon each and every person on this line on today. Father, we give you the glory and the honor that's due your name. There's nobody that can do us like you. Father God, and we're grateful that we know you. We're grateful that you have chose us and put us in the kingdom for such a time as this. Oh, mighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the TMC call. We thank you for the co-founders. We thank you for every caller, God. We thank you for every worker in the vineyard, Father God. We ask, God, that you keep your mighty hand and your outstretched arm on each and every one, Father. Oh, God, continue to pour out from heaven's throne. Open up the floodgates of heaven, Father God, and release the blessings. Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord we know maketh us rich and add no sorrow to it. Father, we call forth your healing virtues. The flow from the crowns of the head to the soles of the feet of your people today. God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declaring, Father, that there's nothing missing and nothing broken in your people on today, Father, because we choose to trust and obey you, Father God. And we thank you, Almighty God, that you see fit each and every day, Father God, to keep us and cover us under your precious blood. Now, Father God, the word bearer on today, Father, that's bringing the word, God, give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to our church on today. Bless her, Father God. Father God, out of the depths of her soul, Father, flow like rivers of living water. We love you today. We thank you today. We lift up artists, Father, in this entirety. God, that you continually to bless them like never before. Father, we love you. We thank you. And these are the blessings we ask.
Well, hallelujah, 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 Minister Keisha. I think we lost you, but let the church say amen. And if somebody can just let me know if you hear me so that I can continue with our call this morning.
We can hear you, Minister Willa.
Yes,
well,
we
can hear you.
Lord.
Please continue.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, good morning, my TMC family. Good morning, Minister Keisha, and thank you so much for giving us that powerful praise, the Shabbat worship that went forth this morning with Minister Roslyn. Thank you, and thank you, my TMC family. Oh, that prayer was powerful, and I'm telling you, I'm just doing a holy dance right here in my chair, but we know we got to move on. So this is Minister Willa, as you heard, here in Tampa, and I greet you on behalf of Dr. P.K. Robert, P.K. Pacola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Well, this call was founded on the scripture, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We also have a mission statement, and that statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website where all the messages have been archived since the inception of this call, as well as all the bios of our speakers, and you can read the bios in its entirety. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. We don't need to say www, it's just a habit. Again, it's themasterscall.net. Also, Dr. Vanessa has been blessed with a theme for this call, and this year our theme is, in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. Now, every Monday through Friday morning on this call, we make an invitation for you to join us here at the Master's Call as part of the leadership team. We are not an elite group, and all are welcome. So if you feel blessed of the Lord to serve as a greeter, as you heard Minister Keisha so beautifully do, or as a worship, as Minister Roslyn led us in this morning, or perhaps God is putting on your heart to host, as I'm doing, I just maybe you have a word, oh, my God, a testimony that you can put into a word, huh? We welcome that. And if that is you, we invite you to contact us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. You can also leave your prayer requests and your praise reports at our web, at our email address. You know, we're here praying for you all the time anyway. On Fridays, however, we stay over just a little bit longer so we can get your praise reports and your prayer requests live. But at any other time, you can go to info@themasterscall.net and leave that information there. Now, this company, which was once Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago, and it is now Artists Life. And to find out more about the company and the opportunities, you can get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the Morning Motivational Call. And that's held by a team of great leaders who are going to give you information about the vital benefits of the opportunity as well as the products. And in order to get there to that call, the number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And today is Presidential Tuesday on the call. Also, in order to get to the call so that you don't have to pay, you can use the bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Well, so much for the announcements right now, because I don't want to take up any more time. I will introduce the speaker to you, who is absolutely no stranger to the call. She is the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, who resides in the Bronx, New York. Minister Cynthia serves as the 37th Union District, the DC 37 union member, and is a board member at a number of charities and business groups. She is also an active member of the NAACP and in the Bronx. Minister Cynthia is also floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Minister Cynthia is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship programs. So, it is just an honor for me to introduce to you a woman who is Christ-centered, yielded to the Holy Spirit, needed and necessary, truthful, helpful, intentional, and able, none other than our very own Minister Cynthia Cox, my sister from the Bronx, New York. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. This is a joyful and a beautiful Tuesday. I give God all the praise, and thank you, Minister Willard, for that awesome introduction. I will pay you later. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Love you. Have a great day. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for that beautiful tag this morning. Hallelujah. The powerful prayer and the trust and obey. Do we hear that? Trust and obey. Thank you so much for that. Certainly appreciate you. Minister Raza, what can I say? Thank you for that praise and worship today. I praise him, praise him. I love that song, praise him. Can nobody do me like Jesus? Absolutely right. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. And I just want to come to say today, I'm just so excited today to thank the two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for keeping us connected for the last 10 years and 8 months. I looked it up this morning on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, keeping us centered. And I tell you, at this time in our life, we need that more than ever, because it is, oh God, it is some things going on that you can't believe, but, you know, we're just going to keep on praying, and God will show us mightily. I want to thank the Diaz de Leon family, the entire family, for sharing Artist Life worldwide with us, and also the so sleepy, healthy, and more importantly, thank the staff also for making sure we get our products in our hands and in our homes. And I want to thank each and everyone for joining us today. I'm so filled up today. I'm so thanking God. I can't thank him enough for what all he's doing for me, because hadn't been for God on my side and that lady Hetty Douglas on my side and William Douglas, I would not be here today doing what I'm doing. I just keep thanking God. Those are my grandparents. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you another day. Father, please strengthen us to come together in prayer and fully commit to you and our love and others and living a beautiful, full life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Today I had to wrestle with this, and I thought of the subject, don't give up on anything. Don't give up on anything that God puts in front of us. Amen. Don't give up no matter what. God gives us an assignment, and we have to sit down and just be quiet. I learned that from that song 46 and 10, be still and know that I'm God. Just be quiet, and he would direct your path. A scripture that I want to just meet on it is Micah 7 and 8. Do not glow over me, my enemies, for thou fail. I will rise again, though I sit in darkness. The Lord himself will be my light. Amen? Don't give up on anything. I tell you, don't give up on anything. Because God got us. He got us. He got us. Can he do it? Yes, he can. I come to you today because things are always changing day by day, minute by minute, and we must stay focused on God. Don't get too busy that you can't give time to him. Because I find myself, I have a thing that I listen to the word, you read the word, and eat the word. You got to have it because, oh, he's Satan got every angle coming at you, as I shared with you. Don't go outside in a hurry. And don't give God praise, because I tell you one thing, he will be out there waiting for you. Don't give up on your spiritual life. I have quite a few that I want to give up today. I want to share with you. Don't give up. Don't give up on your spiritual life. Have you ever come to a place where you feel your spiritual well is completely dried up? Can we say that? Even it seems you cannot remember or memorize only your scriptures, verses you have in your life. What a spiritual condition. But you think, be of God, that there is a hope. Like Reverend Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive. There is hope. Hallelujah. What a spiritual condition. Thanking God for everything. Jesus, yes, there is a greater hope for you and me. The devil may think there is no hope for your spiritual life. Not only that, but they're thinking that you are shut up, that your spiritual darkness is forever. Let me just tell you, my dear friends, don't give up yet, for there is hope for you, as I read that scripture. Don't give up. Do you know who's really rejoicing when your spiritual temperature is failing? Do you know? Again, do not know what the smile of you, when everything about you seemed to be in darkness. Hallelujah. I experienced that last year. Hallelujah. I experienced the darkness. But the God I served said, don't worry, be happy. He lifted me up. The answer observed is, it is the devil. How? Because God is with you. He does not matter where he rejoices or smiles. You will be defeated. The Bible says you are more than a conqueror through Christ who loves you. That's Romans 8 and 37. And I always like to keep this in my mind, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think of towards you, says the Lord. The thought of peace not of evil, to give you expecting ended. So you got to don't give up on your spiritual life. Keep it front and center. Because the devil, he rejoices when you're not focused on God. Trust me, as I look at all the shootings, my phone hits, tell me who got killed, who did this in New York. I said, Lord, don't give up if you don't understand how he works. The devil may rejoice when you fall, but you are not going to lie down there forever. Your God will lift you up. Amen? He will lift you up if you know him, if you praise him, if you worship him. Hallelujah. I know. I passed the test. Hallelujah. I think some of us all have went through something, and God has lifted us up. There's hope for every Christian because God is not dead. God is really alive. Sometimes you may don't think he's the answer. He might not come when you want to, but he's on time. He's an on-time God. Hallelujah. I can say that. Because yesterday, he was on time for me. He knows how to turn you around in hopelessness situations. Think for a moment. What the spirituals of God did when Satan and his demons thought that Jesus would never rise from the grave. Hallelujah. He surprised and co-founded the devil and his kingdom greatly. God raised up in Jesus from the borrowed tomb. His resurrection, hallelujah, shame to Satan. His coherence. Praise God for Jesus. Jesus, as you say, and as I say to everybody, when things get to be a little rough for you, say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I learned now that if things keep coming at me and I seem like I can't get them off of me, I go to the 23rd Psalm, the 25th Psalm, the 27th Psalm, and the 91st Psalm, and the 150th Psalm. Say, look at them, read them, listen to it, whatever you do. You can see that your whole spirit seems like it just, everything just dissipates. You don't have that kind of feeling anymore. You just pray for them. You keep moving. Believe me. God did not intend for us to be overcome by Satan. Rather, God meant us to conquer him. Conquer him by praying. Conquer him by when we're doing the fasting with Dr. Pakola, we're going to be doing it on the 21st. That's how you get Satan out. You conquer him. You don't get him into your life. You try to find ways to get around it, but you just, if you start to pray, he will show you who's in control. He's not asleep. He's not slumbering. He's real. He's real. He's alive. He's well in my soul. He give us strength. He give us the morning. In the morning time, we thank God for waking us up. You didn't get up by yourself. You got up with God. If you don't say that, hey, you got to get on your knees. Sometimes I rule with people. They don't even pray. I say, Lord, what happened here? I got to stop. I can't move. I have to show God. The God is for victory, a hopeless decision. When you feel that your spirit is temperature is down, look up. Look up at God and look up to God and say, Lord, fire me up. Lord, fire me up this morning. When you need not to be cold, be hot. Amen. Don't let nothing stop you. Rejoice. Rejoice in everything you do. Don't give up for anything. Just keep on moving because God got you. And another one, let me just say about don't give up on God for your healing. Sometimes we have problems and we're doing our health and we're giving up. But don't give up because God got you. The Bible said that God has anointed Jesus Nazareth for his Holy Ghost with power who went above and doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God has with him. That's Acts 10 and 38. God anointed Jesus to heal the sick. The same God has also anointed his minister to serve to heal the sick. So it means that God who heals through Jesus about 2,000 years ago is still healing us sick right now. The power of the Holy Spirit. Can you understand God is doing great things? And I can't say it anymore. I look at we talk about our health and our strength. When artists came into my life, it'll be 12 years in October. October 8th. Hallelujah. The product has done so many great things for us. You know, and like you said, timing, the timing, it couldn't be any better. Do you believe that there are some Christians today who are reluctant to ask God to hear them? Simply because they are not sure of God really healing today? All they have to do is listen to us on the 8th. God hears you when you use those products. That's a healing. On the 8th, when we have the testimony Thursday, that's some testimonies I like. Oh, my God. God is real. And we got to understand he's so real. He loves you. He wakes you up. All you have to do is hug yourself sometimes. Just hug yourself. If you're sick, believe God to healing you. He knows more about your disease than any person you may have in your mind. God has the power to kill, destroy diseases. Amen? Let me say that again. God has the power to kill and destroy diseases. You can control, you can count on God's healing power. It does not matter how long you have been in that dreadful condition. It does not matter how many physicians you have diagnosed the disease. Oh, you know there's a God up there. He knows everything, every day, all day. He can't. He will never fail you. What matters is God's ability to take the disease from your body completely. Ask Pastor John. Hallelujah. 2010, he had prostate cancer. Look at him now. He said, Jesus juice. We have to drink the Jesus juice. Believe that God is mighty healer. He will heal you. So don't give up on him. For he will truly satisfy your long soul with divine healing. I thank God for all that is coming in my life. Lord, let me just say God is good. He's good all the time. He's not sometimes. If you are a Christian, you must sincerely serve the Lord. You must rejoice over sickness. Have you come across the scripture, Isaiah 23 and 25, say, he shall serve the Lord your God. You shall bless thy bread and thy water. I will take the sickness away from the midst of thee. This is the greatest promise of God. Believe if you shall inherit it. Lord, I just say praise him today. Praise him, praise him, praise him. I know something you haven't prayed several times about is diabetes, cancer, tuberculosis, tumor growth, your breast. And it goes, the list goes on and on and on. Yet it seems to be visible in time it has come. I want to tell you that your healing is around the corner. Don't give up. Don't give up. God is about to take it from you and the precious, as your precious body. So as I said today, don't give up on God. God, don't give up on us. We have to have time for him. Give him all the time. We're not in a rush. He waited for us to come to him and say, Lord, I fall down on my knees. I need you today. I need your healing. I need you to bless me today. I need you because he's a God of giving and sharing and helping us because we can go by and praise his name. Like I said, praise him. Praise him, oh Lord. Praise him. Oh, we can praise him this morning. I can praise him, Lord, because he has given me the fortitude to go forward. Yesterday, I just want to give you a little bit about myself. Yesterday, I had a assignment to do that God had given me. I was almost fearful to do it. But my nephew had went home to be with the Lord. And my cousin asked me to eulogize him. And I was like, oh, my God. I talked to Dr. Vanessa. She said, you could do it. Ah, yes. Oh, God, I got through it. So that's what I said, don't give up. Don't give up what God gives you assignment. Don't give up on it. Just go on and do what he's asked you to do because he's taking you to a new height. He's taking you to a new way. Hallelujah. I guess when we do that fast and it makes a difference, it does something to you. It helps you to change your mind. It helps you to just explore what God has for you. I always say when things happen in my happy moment, I praise God. Different moment, I seek God. Quiet moment, I worship God. And painful moment, I trust God. Well, she said, trust and obey God. Every moment, trust and obey. Hallelujah. God is good. He's good all the time. He's not sometimes. He's a good God. And I can say it. I can shout here in this place this morning to give God all the praise this morning. But I want to say, don't give up. No matter what, don't give up on God. Don't give up on nothing he has assigned you to do. Just go and be humble. Open up your arms and say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Back to you, Minister Willis.
Thank you, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me? Well, praise the Lord, praise the
yes,
Lord.
I can.
Don't give up on God, and what a blessing. And I'll call you back after we go over our prayer request and for the benediction. Father, oh gracious Heavenly King, we come to you this morning eternally thankful and grateful and honoring you and worshiping you. Lord, we adore you. We exalt your name on high, for there's none like you. Father, we thank you that you are a God who knows the end of a situation from the beginning. And so no matter what goes on in our lives, Lord, we have to know that you know what's best. Lord, we ask you please to give us our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord, and please help us to be like you in our walk, in our talk, in our countenance, and everything that we do. Lord, bless your daughter, Cynthia, this morning for how she brought us a word. Because this is a time when people are troubled. This is a time when there's doubt with so much going on in this world, Lord. And not to give up on God, not to give up on God for our healing, not to give up on God for our family members, not to give up on God for anything, our faith, for nothing, God. So, Lord, I pray that you bless Minister Cynthia immensely, Lord, that you bless her family, Lord, and that you continue to comfort her family as they go through the grieving process in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we pray that over each and every person, excuse me, family member on this line whose loved one has transitioned, God. We may not understand why, and it seems like there's been so much. But, God, we know that we have to trust you and that you know, God. As Dr. Vanessa says, we cannot put a comma where you have put a period. So, God, just get us through these times. God, we lift up those who are challenged in their bodies, Lord. I like to call them blessed to be well. You are the great physician. And, God, nobody can heal like you can heal. So we ask that you run your nail-scarred hand up and down their bodies, God, delivering them from anything, God, all ailments, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so we thank you, and we pray for those, all the other conditions and all the other situations that are going on in our lives, Lord. You know about it. I pray, God, that you give us peace. I pray, God, that you have give us grace and mercy. Lord, thank you for each and every family member who's on this call today and those who can't be on. We ask that you give us perfect protection, that you order our footsteps, and that you be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear this message. And to do so, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the pin code is 294-617-POUND. And God, I just want to ask you, before I go on, be with Dr. PK, Dr. Pacola, Dr. Vanessa, the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. You know what each needs individually and collectively. And we give you praise and we give you thanks for what you're doing in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, family, again, thank you so much, Minister Roslyn, for worshiping this morning. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and for a powerful prayer. And again, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for your word that you brought this morning that was much needed. Will you please come back and give us the benediction, Minister Cynthia? And as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I truly love me some you. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, your entire team, Minister Willa, Minister Keisha, and Minister Roslyn. I appreciate you guys. Love you. to life. Dear God, thank you for the way you direct our path, always bringing us in mind the things we need to remember, to place before us, the things that we need to see. Don't give up on us. Don't give up on anything that God has shared with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go ahead, have a God-filled day. Thank you.